I'm Connor with Honor. I want to make a few points with regard to losing fat and actually getting into shape. I was fat a majority of my adult life, torched off 135 pounds of body fat in about 7.5 months. But I had been up and down all my life. Maybe you struggle with that. Maybe you have that yo-yo dieting thing. I just loved it. I would gorge and then try to diet and be frustrated. And then I would just continue the process, not forgiving myself or giving myself a break. Meaning, once I started to overeat, I continued to overeat until some moment in the future when I achieved some sort of clarity, like, oh my gosh, what have you just done? You've been eating like this for at least a week, and now all of a sudden you have 20 more pounds to show for it. You really need to get yourself in check, Connor. So then what I did is I realized after at least 51 years, what I had been doing to myself. I had been sabotaging my own success by basically just starting something bad, i.e., eating on autopilot, ending up in a drive-thru, eating way too much in a sitting, drinking way too much alcohol. Or, in fact, folks, I'll tell you, any alcohol at all ain't great. But anyway, way too much alcohol. And then continuing the process without stopping. And then, for whatever reason, there's that moment of pause you feel. It's like, my God, I've let myself go. I need to fix it. So then you start to put whatever dietary changes you think the world or that's best for you at that particular time. And if you're like me, if you've been fat for a long time, super obese, I was 365 pounds. This waist was 65 inches around. I still have pants from that day. Just remarkable. And yes, you can buy those pants. They do exist. I know. Don't ever experience that. I wouldn't wish that on most people. So, with regard to that, what I did was I was able to start a process. I had tried caloric restriction. I had tried the Atkins low carb stuff. So that one's interesting. We can talk about that in a moment as preparation into what I'm going to talk about next. Fasting was where I found my happy place. Fasting was where I found the best way to get my body a caloric deficit. And in addition to that, not only burn off and torch the stored body fat that with a caloric restricted diet, it's very difficult to access fully. Fasting really does help that because, folks, with your body, you have two different fuel systems. You have incoming sugar and carbohydrates as one fuel system. But then, if you stopped consuming carbohydrates and sugar, if you stopped that, after a period of time, depending on the person, could be a day, two, three, 4 days, you then switch power mechanisms, fuel mechanisms, and you switch over to burning stored body fat. And you have an overabundance of stored body fat because you have an issue with too much food. You have basically eaten more than you are able to burn off in 24 hours. You do that over time, you'll be 30, 40, 50 pounds up per year. And then once you breach that 350 point, you start seeing a lot of things, at least I did, in my body start to break down. I was sore. My joints hurt. I had all sorts of skin rashes because now my fat was overlapping different areas and rubbing together. It's like that inner thigh fat. That was almost like the last thing to finally leave, the thighs rubbing together. I used to go walking and I used to have to really take care of that area so it would not rub and become blistered. And it's just a mess. Fat is painful. What I went through to get leaner, much easier than having to deal with that on a constant daily basis. But the trick is this: all you have to do is find what you can do and sustain. I understand you've done this before and you haven't been able to sustain it. But why you haven't been able to sustain whatever you've tried in the past is probably because you sinned, you did a bad thing. You ate something you weren't supposed to, and then you're like, huh, what's the point? I can't do this anyway. And then you continue on that path of can't doing it. Well, if you can't doing it, if you're not able to do it, if you already said you can't, you can't. But if you tell yourself, I can or I can't, you're right. So choose the one that you want. When I started this, it was very simple. I decided, okay, if you decide caloric restriction's your thing, then be that person. But before you jump into that full force, and maybe you've done it before, maybe you haven't been as successful as you wanted to be, look at the way that caloric restriction changes your metabolism. Is it good or is it worse? Is it better? Is it worse? You need to check that out. Do your online research. Ask some of those professionals out there. I am not a medical doctor, but I am a fat person that's very capable of sabotaging my own success and hurting myself in the past by continually lying. But look at the metabolism that changes with regard to either caloric restriction and the metabolic changes that occur when you're water fasting. You want me to get right to it, folks? As far as my research has led me to believe, and I'm just reading articles, folks, I got no medical degree, no nutritional degree. But when I looked at it, it's like, huh, caloric restriction over time, if you look at some of these big TV shows that run these people through these mega workout events, super caloric restriction. They have these guys on TV and ladies on TV, and they're running around working out 8, 10, 12 hours a day, something insane. Then they have their calories cut super low. They torch off a ton of weight. They come and they have the beautiful dresses on, the fancy suits. At the very end of the show, congratulations, everybody's clapping. They can't believe the transformation. Look at those folks now. Unfortunately, they were unable to sustain that. And from what my reading has shown me, because they totally torched their metabolism through the caloric restriction and really just way overdoing it on the workout end. You need to take it quickly. I get that. And I know that they say don't lose weight too fast. It's bad. They're not saying that. I've never heard anybody say, well, don't gain weight too quick. I don't know. We gain weight pretty quickly. We're not trying to do it on purpose, losing weight. If you can torch the stuff off quickly and have those dietary changes, most importantly, being able to forgive yourself. Because if you screw that up, you got to get back on the horse. You can't keep going down the road of continually screwing it up, or you'll stay where you are, completely fat and unhappy. Happiness comes from within, yes. But when you're walking around in a body that isn't overlapping everybody and sweating in between the creases and having, you know, basically breaking out in a sweat to just wash the thing and try to get every crevice and every hole and everything else, when you're not having to fight the gravity in the shower, your day really does start a lot better. So be true to yourself, be honest with yourself, and just start out slowly. The water fasting for me worked because it made me aware that food was plentiful within myself. I had plenty of fat. I had a 65-inch waist. I had days and days and days of food on my frame. I would be able to access the stored food, not in the best way, at least for me, via caloric restriction, but I was able to access my food stored on my body in the form of fat because of all the overindulging I did on a routine basis for years and years and years and years and years, with a few points of goodness in there, a few points of lighter Connor, but never solving the problem and getting leaner Connor and continuing that path. I discovered that through the water fasting, it helped me because I realized I could access what was stored on my system via a ketogenic approach, and fasting pushes you right into ketosis very quickly, where you switch fuel systems from being a sugar carbohydrate burner to a fat burner. So whatever's stored on your system, you start to utilize that for fuel. Look into that, but that's what helped me. Then once I realized I could go a day without eating, then it was 2 and 3 and 4. And then I discovered that the time that I spent having breakfast, or the break fast meal, that first meal after a fast. And breakfast, yes, it's a more so
most
that's
important
break
meal.
Fast.
It
but
breaks
it doesn't have to be in the
morning.
Your fast. That is the first meal that you have at the conclusion of the fast. And realistically, that's the one that's going to be the game changer for you, because you have to wrap your mind around it And you have to understand that when you're eating it, it has to be honored. No longer are you to be that person that goes out there and just picks something up and shoves it in their mouth without thinking about it. At least not with food. You have to watch out because that's where that autopilot kicks in. There were many times I found myself in drive-thrus at restaurants. There were many times I was buying too much liquor and drinking too much liquor. There were many times that I just haphazardly was in a place and I was feeding myself to solve some kind of emotional problem that I thought I had. When in actuality, as soon as I realized that the problems I have, 99% of them are self-induced, and the other 1% that I think other people are causing to me, I end up probably causing most of those myself. I took a lot of personal responsibility for the food I was putting in my mouth, and I started to fast. Did it upset people in my periphery at that time? Oh, yes. Oh, yes, it did. Because it's uncomfortable to be around people that are really large, and you're one of them, but then you want to change it. But you've tried to change it 15,000 times, and they've watched this over the past God knows how many years. So when you say, ha, you know what? I just figured it out. I'm going to quit eating for a while. Deal with that one. If you get there, let me know in the comments, please, because that was the biggest impact to try to get this to work. But once I got past it, once people started to see those visible changes, it's like, huh, maybe he's onto something. And then, of course, I saturated and inundated myself with the online channels showing about fasting and dry fasting and water fasting. And now there's a huge amount of research that's been done. There's a lot of people looking at it as being a key to longevity. Just look into it and see what you think. These are some small tidbits of what helped me through that process. But always understand if you are obese and if you are fat and if you are a food addict or any other kind of addict, understand that you potentially lie to yourself. You need to correct that. Lie to anybody else, which you probably already do, because I was very good at hitting that drive-through and then getting to the residence and then finding some trash can in between so I was able to get rid of the evidence. And that was just with food. Imagine me with something stronger. Thank God I didn't go there. And if you're there, I get it. The alcohol, that was something else that really does cause damage to what I was trying to do. It wouldn't let me get where I really needed to be because the alcohol carries with it empty calories and it gets stored immediately as fat as the body moves through, and then it has to contend with the alcohol before it resumes burning fat. Alcohol becomes a primary fuel source when you drink it. Do your own research. Find out about that. If you have that issue with the alcohol, great. Sugar, though, probably eating an abundance of sugar is probably something else that could be causing you problems. I said at the very beginning of this, I was going to talk a little bit about ketosis. What happens when you fast? After a time, your liver finishes whatever stored sugar it carries, and that's somewhere around 2,000 to 2,500 calories. Once the liver has expended that amount because you're not eating any incoming sugar, once it's done, your body makes a switch. For those of you that have never done this before and never cut out sugar or even fasted, you're going to go into a funny feeling like a slump. Some people have withdrawal pain. Some people get headaches. I get headaches when I dry fast every once in a while. It just depends on if I've been eating crap and I go into a dry fast, then all of a sudden I'll get that headache. Like it'll be either from caffeine withdrawal, because with a dry fast, you're not even having any liquids. With a water fast, I drink black coffee and I drink tea, everything unsweetened. But I'm able to do that on a water fast, of course, with water. But dry fasting changes it up a little bit. But with that, with any kind of fasting, when you switch over fuel mechanisms from primarily where you've probably been all of your fat life, or the time that you've been fat in the sugar burning zone, to switch that over to fat, and you start that process via fasting, you get into ketosis, which is what that's called. It could be a little uncomfortable, so just brace yourself for those feelings. But if it gets to a point where you think you're not going to make it, you're going to fall out, you're going to need to call an ambulance, then stick something in your mouth, eat something to take that edge off a little bit. But then forgive yourself and move forward. If it's a medical thing, seek medical treatment, talk to your doctors, get advice before you quit eating. But it worked for me. I hope you enjoyed this. Please let me know if I can help you. I am Connor with Honor. Over and out.